Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. First word today is accrete, A-C-C-R-E-T-E. Verb, accreted, accretine. I also see V-I, which I just learned, means that it is an intransitive verb. Do I know what that means? No, I do not. If you want to tell me what that means, you can email me at dictionarypod@gmail.com, dictionarypod on Twitter, and there's a Facebook page and a Patreon page, by the way. All those links are in the episode description. This is from 1784, to grow or become attached by accretion. And now we have the transitive form, to cause, to adhere, or become attached. Accumulate is a synonym. Next is accretion, noun, from 1615. Number one, the process of growth or enlargement by a gradual buildup, as A, increase by external addition or accumulation, as by adhesion of external parts or particles. 1b, the increase of land by the action of natural forces. 2. A product of accretion, especially an extraneous addition, as in accretions of grime. Accretionary is an adjective, and accretive is also an adjective. This is from the Latin accretion, accretio, which is from the verb accrescere, A-C-C-R-E-S-C-E-R-E. I think C's are always a K sound. And there's more information at the word accrue. Next we have accretion disc, noun from 1972. A disc of usually gaseous matter surrounding a massive celestial object as a black hole, in which the matter gradually spirals in toward and accretes onto the object as a result of gravitational attraction. Next is accrual, form 1, A-C-C-R-U-A-L, noun from 1880. 1. The action or process of accruing. 2. Something that accrues or has accrued. That is a funny-sounding word now, accrued. Next is the second form of accrual, the adjective from 1917, relating to or being a method of accounting that recognizes income when earned and expenses when incurred, regardless of when cash is received or disbursed. And it says compare to the word cash. Accrue, A-C-C-R-U-E, verb. Intransitive form of the verb from 15th century. 1. To come into existence as a legally enforceable claim. 2a. To come about as a natural growth, increase, or advantage, as in the wisdom that accrues with age. I am definitely experiencing a little bit of wisdom as I get older. 2b. To come as a direct result of some state or action, as in rewards due to the feminine will accrue to me. That's from Germaine Greer. 3. To accumulate or be added periodically, as in interest accrues on a daily basis. Now we have the transitive form of the verb to accumulate or have due after a period of time, as in accrue vacation time. Accruable is an adjective. Accruement is a noun. Next we have ACCT. This is an abbreviation for account or accountant. Acculturate, that I think is more accurate. This is a transitive verb from 1930. to change through acculturation. Next we have acculturation. Noun from 1880. 1. Cultural modification of an individual, group, or people by adapting to or borrowing traits from another culture. Also, a merging of cultures as a result of prolonged contact. 2. The process by which a human being acquires the culture of a particular society from infancy. Acculturational is an adjective, and acculturative is an adjective. Next we have accumulate, a transitive verb, the transitive form from 15th century, to gather or pile up, especially little by little. Amass is a synonym, A-M-A-S-S, as in accumulate a fortune. The intransitive form is to increase gradually in quantity or number. Some etymology for this one, Latin from accumulatus, which is from the verb accumulare, which is formed by combining ad and cumulare, which means to heap up. And there's more at the word cumulate, C-U-M-U-L-A-T-E. Next is accumulation, noun from 15th century, 1, something that has accumulated or has been accumulated. 2. The action or process of accumulating, the state of being or having accumulated. Again, that's a weird word now. 3. Increase or growth by addition, especially when continuous or repeated, as in accumulation of interest. And just the fact that these words are starting to sound funny reminds me of an animation I made. I didn't have anything to do with the audio. I borrowed it from a comedy sketch group called The Vestibules. And I always thought it was funny, so I did an independent study rotoscope animation project of it with puppets and myself. And I will put the link in the description. Again, I just did the animation. I actually didn't even have time to finish the animation, so it's technically an unfinished work. And but the audio is hilarious, and I hope you like it. Next, we have accumulative. Sometimes I have a trouble figuring out how to pronounce words because they have the it has the dots in between the syllables. Even though it's a word I know and I know how to pronounce it, sometimes it just looks weird to me. This is an adjective from 1647. 1. We just have the synonym cumulative, as in an age of rapid and accumulative or cumulative change. 2. Tending or given to accumulation. Accumulatively, whew, that's a mouthful, is an adverb, and accumulativeness, another mouthful, is a noun. And next word, and I think it'll be the last for today, accumulator. I'm assuming this is one who accumulates. This is a noun from 1748. One that accumulates. Holy crap, it literally said what I just said. I find that funny. Okay, one that accumulates as a device, as in a hydraulic system in which a fluid is collected, and especially in which it is kept under pressure as a means of storing energy. B, this is the British form, storage battery. That's the synonym, storage battery. And C, a part, as in a computer, where numbers are totaled or stored. And that will end the episode. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope you check out the video that I was talking about. And by the way, it is called Bulbous Bouffant. Both funny words. And until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary.